subject. He tried to kill his wife and is currently sleeping with her daughter. Dear Stephen Shirley, my ex is 43 years old and we've known each other for 13 years. She met a guy that's 37 years old while we were on the verge of splitting up, and he pursued her until she gave in. She then confessed to him about our relationship, being that I am a woman. At times, she would use me as a way to get him mad by saying she would leave him for me because I knew how to treat a woman. As years went by, he cheated several times, physically and verbally abused her, and even tried to kill her with what he called an old family remedy, mothballs and water. She took him back over and over again just because she did not want to be lonely. Every time he comes back into her life, she would stop talking to me. Now it's been almost a year since we've spoken, and I've received a phone call from her yesterday. She told me all the issues that have been going on with her husband and children from a previous marriage. She said to me, "I know you're tired of me calling and complaining about the same old crap every year." I told her yes, and that I don't know why she hasn't had enough of this guy yet. She then told me her husband is currently sleeping with her 23-year-old daughter, and that really made me sick because I always looked at her kids as if they were my kids. She's been with him for about 8 years now, so that means he may have been checking her daughter out since she was a kid. But even now, my ex still says she can't make it without him and she needs him around. So Shirley and Steve, I would like to know, when is enough enough? Is there help out there for her if she's willing so she can no longer use this excuse? What kind of advice can you give her? Because at this point, I'm all out. She needs to call some sort of abuse hotline, immediately, and then check herself into a mental institution or something. Because who does this? I mean, she's been severely abused herself, physically, verbally. He tried to kill her, you say. And why is she allowing her daughter to be violated in this horrible way? You're a good friend to care so much. You really, really are. And thank God that you do, because it seems that you're the only person that cares. I don't know if there's much you can do for your friend, your ex, but please try and get her daughter some help if you can. I know she's 23 and grown now, but if this has been going on since she was 8, that's probably all she knows, and she's been severely abused. This is terrible, a terrible situation, you know, and I hope you can do something to help her, but I would start with some sort of abuse hotline.
Yeah.
Steve?
Well, here's the truth of the matter, and I hate to sound cold, but until a person gets sick and tired of being sick and tired, we can want change for a person all we want. You can get tired of your relative drinking. If they don't get tired of drinking, it ain't nothing you can do. You can sit them down and talk to them about their addiction, but until they get tired of their addiction, there's nothing you can do. A person has to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. My wife told me that one time, and I can't tell you how true that is. So this is a perfect example of that right now in this letter. Here is a woman who is taking this stuff, and there's nothing we can do about it until she wants to get out of this mess right here. Okay. Plus, she confused. Yeah. Listen to me. You was in a relationship with the woman, and you a woman. She left you, got involved with this man who convinced her to take up with him. She got an ex-husband from a previous marriage and some kids. She doing him. She doing you, and now she letting him do her daughter, and ain't no telling who else he doing. So I got to ask you something, man. The hell is wrong with her? Yeah. And it ain't nothing you can do. You can want right for her all you want. It ain't going to happen like that. You know, here's the deal. You know, then after years went by, he cheated several times on the woman. So that means, you know, he'd been doing her daughter, her, some other chicks, physically and verbally abused her, and even tried to kill her with what he called an old family remedy, mothballs and water. Okay, how do you know this? But somebody tries to kill me with mothballs and water and sleeping with my daughter and cheating on me, I'm sorry. But that old family remedy that he used to try to kill her, mothballs and water, most mothers I know at this point, when a man has taken their daughter, cheated on them, there's another old family remedy, might be not be in your family, but it's called guns and bullets.
Careful.
And that's usually, in my family, the way this would have got handled. Most women are in jail right now who've been verbally abused, cheated on, and then you sleep with this woman's child. Okay, dog, this is the lowest form of dude walking. So right now, she don't see that, but she's steady telling you she can't live without him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.